It's the Thursday Night Football Quickie, the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast, live from Lexington, Kentucky. Dead Air Dennis from Classic Rock 92.1, joined by Brad Taylor from ESPN 1300.
Hi, Brad. Hi, Dennis. I heard there's some person named Tracy that says quickies are a way of life in her house.
Well, that's interesting because I have a wife named Tracy.
Oh, you do? I had no idea. I didn't know that.
Remind me not to leave any milk and cookies out for you.
Are you calling me fat like Santa?
I'm calling you a boy that happens to be on the naughty list.
A boy?
A boy. A child.
A boy?
A child. An infant, even.
Can I get my Nerf basketball and Atari games?
Next game! Talk about the New Orleans Saints going out to Los Angeles.
Thursday night football. Ooh. Not really a stay-at-home, a schedule buster tonight.
Yeah, I think this will be a fun game to watch.
Rams with Matthew Stafford. Home favorites, 4-point home favorites against the Saints. Derek Carr, do his own teammates like him? I'm not so sure. Total 46.5. Feels like a high total here. How are you playing this game on Thursday night, Dylan?
Short week for both teams, and the Saints have had a couple of cushy home wins back-to-back against the Panthers and somebody else. God, I can't remember. But they've had a couple. Oh, the New York Giants. They've had a couple of easy opponents these last few weeks. There's no game in the NFL that's easy, but some are easier than others. Chris Olave, the wide receiver, is back for Drew Brees. I'm kidding. It's that guy you mentioned, and he is not really popular there. When I see -4, I always have a tendency to take the team minus the points. But that's difficult to do in this game because the Saints' defense is pretty good, and this game is really important to them as they are in a tie with the Atlanta Falcons. I'm going to play this game with the over and the Saints plus the 4.
You know, I hate to say it, but that's exactly how I had it on my little paper over here. 46.5, I think there's no weather in this stadium, so it's a dome almost. So you can play over these totals. We know primetime unders have been very profitable this year. But this is a spot I don't think either one of these teams is interested in stopping the other. I think you're looking at both teams getting in the 20s, which means I think you're looking at an over-type game. But I'm going to take the Saints, like you said, looking for the playoffs. They are the favorite right now to win the NFC South still at this point. Although Tampa, you talk about a good dark horse pick to get some value on the odds here. Tampa's a pretty good pick with Baker Mayfield. I will give a slight lean to the Saints and a slight lean to the over as well. That's saying something because I have ridden these primetime unders into the ground this season so far.
Taking the under in the first half might be kind of fun because I can see this game starting a little slow as each team tries to figure each other out. Plus, the Saints' defense is pretty good, and Los Angeles has a decent defense. I mean, it's not terrible, and Aaron Donald should be a little bit healthier this week. So, but that second half, I feel like the track meet begins with the second half, and both teams are going to be desperate for this win.
Big line split going to the Rams here. 80% of the tickets, 75% of the money on the Rams here. So this is a big-time fade the public. Little sharp move to the Saints, but not enough to make it a handicapping tool. But, yeah, this is a big-time fade the public pick here with the Saints. Nobody's on them. Everybody sees that Derek Carr is always arguing with his team. Yeah, this is a spot I'm fading the public. But the over here, the total, a lot of tickets to the over. But a lot of kind of the money is kind of split both ways. That's fine with me. But, yeah, the 46.5 primetime unders. A lot of people have been playing those this year, like myself, and done a good job. But so, yeah, I don't think we're going that way. But, hey, it's only Wednesday night. You're getting ready to go to a party while I'm going home to watch Wheel of Fortune.
I'm getting ready to play music at Cocktails, too, here in Lexington. I got to go to the party first for like a half hour, and then I've got to go. I got a gig.
Oh.
I got a gig.
Do you?
Yeah.
So you've been trying to get me to go to this party, and you're not even going to be there.
That's what I said. You can go with me, man. We'll hang out for 30 minutes, and then we'll blow the place. Irish exit. Out of there.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's called pulling a Cellini, where I'm from.
Well, whatever you're pulling.
I had a friend. His last name was Cellini in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
And he would never tell us he was leaving, but we'd look around, and he'd be gone every night we went to Buckhead. He'd get home, and then he'd call us the next day. Hey, how'd it go last night?
Couldn't stick around for it.
Yeah, it was 11:30. There was no chicks that were interested in me. I had to get out of there. So, yeah, that's how it went. Pulling a Cellini. I didn't know you were only going to be there 30 minutes. So, yeah, there you go.
So maybe you'll go.
No, still
see
no
it,
shot.
See you at the party, Brad. Join us in a couple of days for the remainder of the 15 games for the slate for Week 16 in the NFL. This has been the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast.
But real quick, though, we're going to get a 30-team parlay this week, right?
Yeah.
30-leg parlay. Parlay. We've been discussing this. If we can hit them all, we'll never have to do this stupid show again. Yeah, there you go.
I went 11-5 last week.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Then you should have a big bump in your old bankroll.
No, I don't.
No? Oh, well. Anyway, so until the next time, as always,
may the losers be mine.
And they usually are. May the winners be yours.
Merry Christmas.